Hi, friends. Okay, we hope. No. I think the best way to maybe identify how we are today, I cried with my therapist during my therapy appointment. So I had a safe space to release some emotions, and so did she. She kept apologizing, saying that she needed to be a therapist and not show her opinions. And I thanked her for that because exactly that. Like, I now know it's a safe space where I can speak about what I want to speak about, and she won't be judging or directing me to try to feel a different way. Morally. I've tried to stay off social media, but it's kind of like that. It's like FOMO, but like not healthy FOMO, where I just can't stop myself from like letting it become front of mind. And I get on TikTok and I see a lot of other people like myself who are scared and unsure of the future. I see a lot of plans on how to keep each other safe in case the worst case scenario does happen. I see a lot of countries already offering information on how to flee if you need to them. And you're right, Leslie, I think you said it really well. Some people feel that way and some people don't. And I see it as a privilege to the people who don't feel it right now because it is gut-wrenching. I'm like mourning our country right now. Same. I think a lot of relationships are going to go through some trials and tribulations. I think that people are going to be reprimanded for cutting off ties with family members. I think it's going to make the holidays very difficult. But this isn't a difference in opinion or difference in political belief. What he is threatening to do will harm women, the LGBTQAI community, men who also feel this way, people of color, immigrants. I had a video that I wanted to discuss that I saw on TikTok today, where a Black American woman was crying, and she was saying that she was explaining to her daughter what happened this election, and her daughter wanted to know why some people saw her as a human, not even why people didn't see her as a human. She, like, it's shoved down their throats, I think, as why they're not accepted. What they couldn't fathom is why there were so many people who were not Black that could fathom what they felt. And they wanted to know how do people love Black Americans and not look at them as animals, were her words precisely. And I would like to know too, because I don't think that I'm special. I don't think that I am more like smarter than others. I don't think that I'm better than others. My parents didn't sit me down and explain race to me. I never remembered a conversation like that. It just happened. Like, it was just not present in my life. I was not aware of racial slurs, and I wasn't aware of biases based on things that people can't control. And I think that's so easy. Yeah. But you would think that that argument would be, then we would have these biases and we would act this way, but I'm saying we don't. So how did we learn that? Oh, we didn't see, like, the racism part. We don't have those biases. I didn't think about it like that. Yeah. I think that was my first time, honestly. The only other thing I can remember is, you know, I was explorers, you know, I was very close with my grandma, and I remember her filling me in a little bit on the history of even like Loveland, and she informed me that people of color didn't stay in town after sundown. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, honestly, my grandma's conversation with me shocked me, and I'm sure we didn't talk a lot about it. It was just something she said in passing. And then, yeah, our senior year, your situation was also one of the first situations I experienced too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really heavy. I don't think you've ever told me that. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Mhm. Mhm. Where it needs to be. Mhm. Mhm. No, I think it's powerful. I think that this is how we continue to acknowledge that there's privilege with everybody. Everybody can say that they experience some privilege over another. And it doesn't make you weak for admitting your privilege, and it doesn't make you weak for acknowledging your privilege. My trauma is not less because I know I'm privileged. It is not a tick for tat, it is a shitty soup that we have all been dealt our bowls. Mhm. 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 Yeah. It's trauma. Yeah. Yeah. And it's also not weak to acknowledge that you have trauma. It's actually very healthy to admit it, and releasing it, the more you hold on to shit inside, the worse it gets. And it's just kind of like a wound that's open and weeping and festering and getting infected. And once you start talking about it and learning how to process it in an appropriate way, life gets better. And I hope, I'm not wishing a lot for, 50% of our country right now, but I am wishing that they have that aha moment And I hope it's soon, because there are a lot of things that I think will be unreversible for our lifetime if we let them. If immigrants are not in our country, we are going to suffer economically. So let's talk about money. Money, which is what a lot of people care about right now. Economically, this is detrimental to our society. You're not going to realize what gets done because people don't want the job. And immigrants will take multiple jobs to make it work in this country. Shortages on things, things taking longer to ship. Amazon's going to have no reason for us to pay for Prime because it's going to take forever for everything. Cost will go up. I read on Realtor.com today because I wanted to see what's this going to do to the housing market. You know, he hasn't passed all of his things, but worst case scenario, based on what he's said about his plan, there will not be people to build homes, is what this article said. There will not be people that are willing to do the work that it takes to build a home. And without immigrant workers, their housing production will pretty much cease. So, that, like, new house that you were hoping to have, hope it's, that economy you were shooting for, yeah. And which makes sense because, like, honestly, with some of this stuff that's presented to us, we need a degree in 6 different things. I understand why this is confusing to people, but Leslie and I did not pursue very much. I can mark some college on my resume. Yep. But the difference is we found a way to understand it in a way that was spoken to our level of understanding. And 50% of our country didn't look into shit. They just listened to one person talk. Yes. Now, we could go on. We could go on. Yeah. Now, we could go on and on about the negative, and I think that it's okay. We need to feel our feelings and get them out. But we also need to start working. It's time to get to work. It is time to stop this from getting to the worst case scenario. And by doing that, we need to stay involved. The presidential election is not the only important election. We would not have the rights that we have as women if it weren't for protesters. There are public ways to protest and there are private ways to protest. And I implore everybody who is feeling how we feel to go and find a way to contribute time or money. I don't foresee all of us can do money in the foreseeable future, but while we have it now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The way that things are going is destroying our country. And I haven't felt proud of our country in a long time. And I want to. I was starting to. So yeah, or like gross her out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wanted to bring up too something that I hope it gives me hope. And when I read it, it's not going to sound hopeful, but I hope you guys will stick around and hear me explain. In the 1900s, women gained property and wage rights. 1910, women could wear pants. 1920, white women could vote. 1963, women gained equal pay rights, in quotes. 1965, black women could vote. 1969, women were allowed to initiate divorce from their husbands. In 1969. 1972, women could get birth control without a man's signature. And that man had to be your husband or your father. In 1974, women could buy a home without a man. In 1988, women could own a business without a man. In 1994, the year after we were born, women were granted legal protection against domestic abuse. So, it's sad to hear how late some of those dates are for basic human rights. But it makes me hopeful that it's still, all of these rights are still fresh and still new, and we have time to get back to them. It's not like all of these rights happened for us in the 1900s and we are fighting about what English was used and how it was worded. These were laws that were written in this lifetime. Women who are living experienced this inequality, and they are here to guide us into how to fight for ourselves. And we have to, we cannot lay down. We cannot take this because it will be detrimental, to women everywhere. We need to act quickly. We need to fight and we need to not shut up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. I agree. But it is inspirational. We are not that far from these rights. We can get back to it. We just need to fight like the women before us and not lay down and not take it. Women are powerful. You don't go through hundreds of years of bias and of inequality and not pass it on to the next generation of women that you need to be tougher than people would expect. So I just hope that our sisters across other countries, and hopefully our sisters in this country, are either already feeling this or will wake up soon and start to feel it with us, because we need everyone. We need everyone's help. Yeah, and well, and the easiest, honestly, the most important way is to not let it go away. In 3 months, we need to still feel what we feel, because that's the fire that is going to help us. And Leslie, I think you said you were speaking to someone today and you said you hoped that we were all panicking over the worst case scenario. And I agree with that. I hope that the fears that I have are over exaggerations. I hope that you're right. I hope that you're right. I hope that this presidency doesn't do what he's openly said he wants to do. Yeah. Yeah. And they did it without him. He started it, but I'm saying it got passed after he was no longer in office. So, Yeah. But it's almost like it was, he's playing chess. Like, he set it up so that it could happen when he wasn't in office, so then he could come back and say, that wasn't approved during my presidency. Oh, your computer, your camera. Mine too. Okay, I have to find the button again. There. Did you bump the lens at all? Like twist it? Weird. Spirit guides are like, all right. We're almost done. The Supreme Court. They wouldn't let Obama vote someone in. Yeah, you were right. He keeps his promises. It didn't feel right to release the episode that we had originally planned for tonight. It felt like we would be brushing over it. And then, you know, we're weeks in advance with our episodes through a lot of hard work. And we didn't want this to come out in 3 or 4 weeks when hopefully we found some time and some healing. As minuscule as it might have been, we didn't want to bring us back to this feeling with so much time in between. So that's why we wanted to get this out, because nothing else felt right. Oh. Well, and we had originally planned a funny video to go out today, our Thursday, the Thursday before this episode comes out. We had originally thought we were going to post a funny video from us watching Twilight. And I didn't post it today because it just didn't feel right. And it still doesn't feel right talking about it. Like, nothing feels real or right. Well, and my shingles, Leslie, you're being very kind, because I haven't talked about the other stuff. But because I got a semi-good bill of health conversation today, I am comfortable with sharing with the explorers. So come with me down the wonderful tunnel of rabbit hole of... eyes, and I'm gonna try to explain this the best way I know how after having like dipped my toe in the eyeball world. I found out that my optic nerve in my right eye went from being a beautiful circle with a beautiful ring of light around it into a cloudy oval. I have a phenomenal eye doctor who cares about me like as a person. She was very honest and straightforward with me and said, I'm concerned. She had another doctor at this office look at these scans, and that other doctor said she was concerned. And they sent me out to a retinal specialist. So there are a lot of scary things that happen in the body. Specifically, the worst case scenario that this type of change to my optic nerve would cause would be fluid on the spine or fluid on the brain. So we were really concerned for a while that I was going to need a spinal tap or worst case scenario, brain surgery. I want to say I tried really hard to just be in the moment and not stress out. I had a couple of moments where I mourned what might be my health and my changes in life. My therapist taught me that that's very healthy and good to do, to actually let your feelings out so that they don't explode over in a negative way. So I did. I cried with my husband, and I went down the worst case scenario and started talking about things that I wanted him to tell my daughter. Because I needed to wrap my head around all cases. Today I found out that, through a retinal specialist, that sometimes your optic nerve can just change. And there's no reason why. But right now he is not concerned, about the shape of my optic nerve. And it is just something that I will have to monitor and be very aware of changes. So good news. So Leslie was alluding to before my fill the explorers in moment. We are both going through shit. Leslie gets to experience crutches and a brace and a probable surgery. Yeah. And I can cut this out if you're not prepared to share it, but I'm sharing it for you kind of, but I want to not just, you know, focus on my stuff right now. but Leslie has been dealing with that. And you unfortunately had to deal with it on a very horrible day as well. And if we don't laugh, we'll cry. So. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, so that's where we're at, guys. No. Mhm. Yeah. Mhm. And if it's okay for my therapist to cry with me, then it's okay for us to cry together. Mhm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I'm just gonna leave it at Mars is in a lot of, I think, in like four different signs houses right now. It's definitely in Leo, and it's gonna be here until the end of the year. And Mars is the planet of war, and you know, a lot of astrological chart readers were saying like it's not over. Like this isn't the end. Like right now we can go two different directions. And I really believe that if people stand up for women's rights and people of color's rights and the LGBTQIA's rights, like anyone who is not the perceived majority, we all need to come together and we need to protect each other. Yes. Yes. But she is. Yes. We can do this. Bye.